With Montana News, I'm Megan Myskowski. State fire officials say last weekend's record-shattering winter storm put a decisive end to Montana's 2020 wildfire season. It'll be remembered for many reasons, not the least of which is that it'll be the first one to take place during a global pandemic. Montana Public Radio's Edward O'Brien reports.
Mike DeGroski describes Montana's 2020 fire season as an oddball.
It was strange in that it was abnormally dry in opposite corners of the state. It was a very windy year, and we had a lot of critical fire danger.
DeGroski is Fire Protection Bureau Chief for the Montana Department of Natural Resources and Conservation.
As we wind it down and do the accounting, it looks like we're coming in a little above average for number of fires and a little above average for number of acres burned.
Specifically, he says almost 2,300 fires burned roughly 403,000 acres this season across the state. Almost 80% of those wildfires were human-caused. DeGroski says lightning was, relatively speaking, light this summer, but human-caused fires are still a big issue for the state. According to DNRC, about 60% of Montana's wildfires are typically started by people. The state's tab to date on Montana's share of firefighting costs?
We're sitting right now, after reimbursements from the federal government, right at about $12.9 million. So the good news is, while we had a lot of fires and more acreage than normal, and the cost is actually a little below average.
DeGroski ticks off a list of variables he says could explain this year's lower-than-average fire bill. Those include pre-positioning resources in places where scientists expected trouble, and fine-tuning county co-op agreements that resulted in local firefighters getting to newly reported incidents substantially faster. These and other factors contributed to a concerted effort to prevent small fires from turning into major incidents. In firefighting parlance, it's called initial attack.
Often you hear people refer to dogpiling fires, and that was definitely the theme this year, and I think we did exceptionally well.
He says it's too soon to know how COVID mitigation affected DNRC's firefighting costs this year. DeGroski suspects this year's enhanced initial attack efforts increased those suppression costs, but adds they had no choice but to, as he puts it, empty the barn to snuff out as many fires as early as possible. For every Bridger Foothills, Birdseye, or Snyder Rice fire, there were dozens that never made it past an initial smoke report or a quarter acre's growth. Fire managers had powerful motivation to be extra vigilant. COVID-19.
Yeah, I think that's where we originally started talking about it this spring. Our motivation was, how do we avoid bringing 500 firefighters together in fire camp?
The short answer? Hygiene, masks, distancing, and dispersal. There were several fires requiring a few hundred firefighters to gather, but they were organized into smaller than normal units, dispersed in multiple camps with limited interaction. Boxed meals replaced mass chow lines. Rigorous sanitation and health screening routines were mandatory. DeGroski doesn't yet have DNRC's final fire season COVID exposure data.
We did have some COVID exposures on wildland fires, and we had some COVID exposures at home units. But I don't think there's a person out there who would disagree with me that it was way, way lower than we had ever hoped.
He says the biggest incident occurred as fire crews were wrapping up one firefighting effort. 70 personnel had to be quarantined and tested. That only netted a couple of confirmed exposures and did not impact firefighting operations.
That was pretty typical of the events that I'm aware of this summer, where a person or two got identified, got quickly quarantined, got quickly demobed home. For our agency, I'm very pleased with how the precautions and mitigation strategy we had worked out.
Some strategies worked so well that DeGroski says they may stick around in post-pandemic fire seasons. For example, incident managers limited the number of experts deployed to fire camps.
People who do some of the planning work, for example, were set up in a remote unit that was actually serving sometimes 6 to 10 fires. Normally, you'd have that unit functioning at each fire camp. That looks like a real keeper.
DeGroski's hoping for a COVID-free world, but also understands that may not happen anytime soon. Either way, he says Montana firefighters will be ready for next season.
I know the people that I've worked with, both on an interagency basis and within our agency, are very proud of the results we've produced. It was a heck of a lot of work, and it was a big headache. But I think the results have been excellent, and we're very proud of that.
Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.